Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, let's get to this story about this teacher. The headline says, teachers blackmail student, or rather students blackmail teacher over the danger of exposing her OnlyFans to get better grades.
Okay.
Now that is the headline. Okay. That is burying the lead. Them exposing her OnlyFans is one of the lower level problems that she has. By the way, do you think if a teacher does that on their own time under a pseudonym, do you think that's okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
I kind of do too.
Who cares?
I think it depends on what kind of a contract they sign.
I mean, unless it's explicitly stated that it's not. But
that, like, look, you know, we have, you know, certain, you know, standards that we have to live by on in this job. Lots of jobs have that, not just teachers. So, I mean, if it's not there, then, hey, do you.
Okay, so if you're, say, one of your sons had a teacher and it, in your district or whatever, it was perfectly okay. And you found out that, you know, your son's math teacher had a hardcore OnlyFans account. You're good with it.
I don't think it would bother me that much. I'm not the type of person who would say anything. Even if it bothered me, I'd be like, you know, I might ask him, like, hey, is this affecting school? Or, like, you know, what's the vibe around? You know, I mean, is this becoming a problem? Yeah. I'm not going to be a problem about
As a general rule, I think people should be able to do with what they want with their bodies. But that would be a pretty big potential distraction, which they're seeing here. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to decide these things. But turns out her having an OnlyFans, as we said, not the biggest problem.
Students were blackmailing a teacher for better grades over an OnlyFans account. That's according to warrants. The teacher is accused of having sex with students.
Oh,
Channel 2's
that's a whole. That's okay. A much bigger thing.
That's bigger.
Yeah, that's definitely a bigger thing.
With students. Channel 2's Tom Regan. Live now at Alexander High School. It's in Douglas County. So, Tom, the warrant show the investigation into the former teacher is expanding now.
Yeah, George, according to these warrants, investigators are now seeking surveillance video from here at the high school, from a golf course, from students' cell phones, from Ring cameras, and from the former teacher's OnlyFans account.
Oh, it appears of course they're the Cougars.
<I know. laughs>
The evidence against her is growing fast. 25-year-old Maris Nichols, who taught biology here at Alexander High.
Boy, did she.
Yeah.
Is charged with multiple counts of child molestation, improper sexual contact, grooming of a minor, and tampering with evidence.
That's your headline, by
the
way.
Not she's getting blackmailed for grades.
Yeah.
Authorities allege she had sex with a student twice, once in a school closet, and a second time inside a Hummer off campus.
Of course it's a Hummer.
A Hummer, yeah.
They're the Cougars. The sex was in a Hummer.
Wait until you hear about the shirt that she was wearing.
Oh, boy.
Newly released warrants state multiple male students received inappropriate videos, photographs, and messages from Maris. The mentioned students also received and or shared video of a student having sex with the teacher.
Jesus.
One of the videos shows Maris from behind, and she is wearing a light yellow sweatshirt that has Jesus loves you in large letters on the back of the shirt.
Christians can be freaks, too.
Yeah, pretty often.
Most of them are actually super slutty.
Yeah.
Let go, God.
Yes, right. Sluts for God.
Another warrant states another victim came forward who has alleged he also had sex with Maris at the golf course in St. Andrew's Golf Community and claims there are messages between him and Maris that took place on the Snapchat app.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how quickly how do you not know that no one that age is going to have discretion? I mean, this is a stupid thing for her to have done no matter what. But there is no chance that those videos would be the number one with a bullet. Everyone in the school would see them in minutes.
Yeah, you'd be lucky if you could get away with this with one person. But you're sending this to multiple students.
Another allegation. Throughout the investigation, it has been said repeatedly on social media apps that the victims in this case were blackmailing Maris by threatening to expose her OnlyFans account in return for a good grade in her class. Investigators also say they learned Maris's mother reached out to the high school principal seeking access to the teacher's school-issued laptop.
Why?
What? For what?
Because she didn't have her own OnlyFans password.
I don't know.
Thus far, the former teacher faces 13 total sex charges involving 6 students. She has been released on bond. Live in Douglas County, Tom Regan, Channel 2 Action News.
That at least is some 13 prolific counts. Pedophilia there.
Yeah. At least the double standard has changed. It wasn't that long ago that if a female teacher had sex with a student, you're like, she's a hero. We weren't, but some people were. And then, you know, obviously the dudes are creeps. She is also a creep. Mm-hmm. But do you remember that lady, Maitland, you wouldn't, because this would have happened when you were very young. Kelly and Steve, you may remember. People listening might remember. There was a teacher who was found guilty of having sex with a student and then not sent to prison because she was, quote, too pretty for jail.
I do remember that.
Was she in Tennessee?
I think Florida.
Oh, Florida? Okay. Yeah, I remember that story, though. We were like, what the hell, man? You're right. She's pretty. But do the crime, do the time.
I remember there being a Lifetime movie about one where it was a female teacher who kept getting with the student. Then she, like, even after she got caught, and then she got pregnant.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Is that who it was?
Very full.
With a student who was 14, she got caught and then, went to jail. Then got pregnant by him while she was in jail.
Somebody passed something back and forth.
Yeah. They were married for years she got out.
Yeah, like in her, I guess in her defense, she truly loved the kid.
Yeah.
Like, because she wasn't like this lady who was banging every student. It was just Villy. So,
as you said, she was married at the time and had kids. She have a kid that was almost the same age as her new husband, or am I making?
I'm not sure, but I think they ended up having at least 2 kids together. I think
she the one that shot someone in the face?
No,
that's Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
She got shot. Okay, yeah, she shot Amy Fisher in the face.
That's right.
Yeah, Maitland, you missed out on Amy some Fisher real good salacious shot things. Oh, that's right.
Buttafuoco.
That's right.
That is.
Oh, I didn't think he got shot. I thought Buttafuoco.
No, Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Yeah,
yeah. Joey Buttafuoco didn't get shot.
This is the
shot.
Too pretty for jail teacher, which it worked. That was their legal argument, and it worked.
Yeah, so she was just put on, like, probation.
Probation.
Yeah.
Teachers sleeping with students happened all the time in my high school.
You've told us that, and it's mind-blowing.
I had friends who went on to be teachers who slept with students who are no longer my friends, because that is so weird to me.
Wait, so did that friend sleep with a teacher when they were in school, then become a teacher and sleep? Like, is it like generational?
It is not generational, but his best friend was the kid who slept with our Spanish teacher. And this is before cell phones, you know, so it wasn't as easy for something like that to be known or seen. And man, he told everybody. He wouldn't shut the hell up about it. And then multiple gym coaches were sleeping with students. And then, we graduated. It was interesting because my friend who was sleeping with a teacher became a teacher and then became a principal at the school where his best friend was a teacher who started sleeping with a student. And then when that all came out, because she was a ninth grader, they all got fired, aka let go and paid, which was just like the grossest thing ever. And my former friend and this girl are still dating, and she's now like a sophomore in college. I mean, he had a full-on family and everything. It's so gross to me. And I try not to be judgmental, but like when I was doing the class reunion last year, I was strictly like, there's 21 and up rule for a reason. Yeah.
Well, I don't even think that's judgmental. That's a crime.
It's just weird. Yeah,
right? I don't want to catch up with you, bud. Like, you got arrested for this.
We were waiting for Chris Hansen to catch up with you, not the other way.
Yeah. So nasty.
Text, I ended up with a teacher for 16 years after I graduated. It started the day I turned 18. I'm now 40, but no longer together.
Man, at least I respect that. To me, it's still kind of weird. Like, how do you, I don't know. I don't love to talk like grooming or whatever and all that. I don't think everybody wants to hear about that this early in the morning. But you do question, like, what were the, did the teacher really wait until you were 18 out of respect and then try to get you to know you then? Were they in love with you the whole time and gaming it? Like, ugh, gross. I know somebody who reached out to a girl as soon as she turned 18 too, and it was all nasty.
If that just feels like you're waiting. That's right. the only way to look at that
you
is like
countdown clock
waiting for the timer to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.